News is read by Vivian Trainer.
A new round of talks to try to reach an agreement on a ceasefire in Gaza and the release of hostages are expected to resume in Qatar today. Hamas officials who have accused Israel of stalling did not take part directly in yesterday's talks. Our correspondent Fiona Mitchell.
Having begun yesterday in Doha, the Gaza ceasefire and hostage release talks involved the United States, Qatar, Egypt and Israel. Hamas officials did not take part in yesterday's discussions, though mediators are expected to be in contact with Hamas's Doha-based negotiating team. White House National Security Advisor John Kirby told reporters that negotiators were focused on narrowing the gaps and implementing a framework agreement, which he said had been generally accepted by both sides. The talks take place as Iran continued to warn that it will retaliate against Israel following the assassination of Hamas leader Ismail Haniyeh in Tehran on July 31st. The hope is that a peace deal could see the release of the remaining 115 Israeli hostages held in Gaza since October 7th, as well as end the Israeli bombardment of Gaza, in which Palestinian authorities say over 40,000 people have now died.
The Palestinian Health Authority has said a 23-year-old man has been shot dead and several others seriously injured in an attack by extremist Israeli settlers in the occupied West Bank. Israel's Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu and other political leaders have condemned the attack. However, the White House criticised authorities in Israel for routinely not intervening in time to prevent attacks against Palestinians. Ukraine has claimed fresh advances in its offensive into Russia, saying it seized more than 1,000 square kilometres in the biggest attack by a foreign army on Russian soil since World War II. Ukraine said it now controlled dozens of settlements and the town of Sudzha, 8 kilometres from the border. Meanwhile, Russia said it had recaptured a village from Ukrainian forces in the border region and announced it was sending additional forces to the neighbouring Belgorod region. In the United States, 5 people have been charged in connection with the death of Matthew Perry last year, including 2 doctors and the actor's personal assistant. The 54-year-old Friends actor was found dead at his home in LA last October. A post-mortem examination found a high concentration of ketamine in Mr. Perry's blood and determined the acute effects of the controlled substance had been the cause of his death. The U.S. Attorney for California, Martin Estrada, has been outlining the details of their investigation, which began last May.
That investigation has revealed a broad underground criminal network responsible for distributing large quantities of ketamine to Mr. Perry and others. This network included a live-in assistant, various go-betweens, 2 medical doctors, and a major source of drug supply known as, quote, the ketamine queen.
China has announced heightened screening from areas where a dangerous strain of Mpox has been reported. Containers and goods will be sanitised and travellers will have to report whether they've been in contact with someone infected. It comes just a day after Sweden announced the first case outside Africa. The World Health Organization says it expects more Mpox cases to be found in Europe in the coming days. Earlier this week, the WHO declared the Mpox outbreaks a public health emergency of international concern. An RTE Investigates report has found that the Department of Children has told a Dublin creche to refund fees to dozens of parents after an official review found it breached state grant rules by increasing fees for childcare places. Hide and Seek Childcare operates 4 creches in Dublin. The company was previously at the centre of a separate controversy when in 2019 RTE Investigates revealed serious failings in its standards of care. Ireland's biggest arts and music festival, Electric Picnic, begins today. Tens of thousands of people are expected to travel to Stradbally in County Laois for the 3-day event. Jackie Fox reports.
This year, Electric Picnic celebrates its 20th birthday. What started as a one-day affair with 10,000 people in 2004, the festival has grown to a 3-day event with 75,000 people. Noah Kahan, Calvin Harris and Kylie Minogue are this weekend's headliners. Gardaí are urging festival goers to use public transport to help keep travel disruption to a minimum. The force is also advising drivers to use its interactive map to plan journeys. And good news for those attending, Met Éireann is forecasting a dry weekend with temperatures as high as 22 degrees.
And now the weather.
RTE Radio 1 weather with Grant. For highly efficient, sustainable home heating for your new build, choose Grant's A++ rated Airona heat pump. Visit grant.ie.
Dry across most areas with sunny spells, a little cloudier and breezy at times across the west and northwest, where the odd light shower will occur. Highest temperatures 17 to 21 degrees.